Alice already saw it, didn't she? I guessed. That's why the things she says upset you. She knows I'm going to be like you, someday.
She's wrong. She also saw you dead, but that didn't happen either.
You'll never catch me betting against Alice. We stared at each other for a very long time. It was quiet except for the whirring of the machines, the beeping, the dripping, the ticking of the big clock on the wall. Finally, his expression softened.
So where does that leave us? I wondered.
He chuckled humorlessly.
I believe it's called an impasse.
I sighed.
Ouch,
I muttered.
How are you feeling? He asked, eyeing the button for the nurse.
I'm fine, I lied.
I don't believe you, he said gently.
I'm not going back to sleep.
You need rest. All this arguing isn't good for you.
So give in, I hinted.
Nice try. He reached for the button.
No,
he ignored me.
Yes,
the speaker on the wall squawked.
I think we're ready for more pain medication, he said calmly, ignoring my furious expression.
I'll send in the nurse. The voice sounded very bored.
I won't take it, I promised.
He looked toward the sack of fluids hanging beside my bed. I don't think they're going to ask you to swallow anything. My heart rate started to climb. He read the fear in my eyes and sighed in frustration.